Christopher Joyce, absolutely mammoth effort there. What a win.
Gee, you know, it was, I thought it was slipping for us there with a few minutes to go, but you know, we just pumped a few balls in, and you know, we weren't getting the lucky break all year, and I think today we did get them lucky breaks with the ball going in, Seamus winning it and just going off. You know, I think we weren't getting that all year, and it needed to come eventually. Like,
yeah, well, Seamus winning that, as you mentioned the goal, Seamus winning that, he was being given advantage by the referee, the way he was being held back, and his shot was actually hooked and rolled over the line. It was unbelievable.
Joe, when Seamus is fully fit, you know, he's very hard to handle. He is a great bit of stuff. He trains so hard. I know I'm delighted for him because he has been picking up a lot of injuries during the year, and today for people to see how really good he is, you know, it's great. I'm delighted for him personally, to be honest.
Yeah, we need a lot of hard work to do there at the back in the second half in particular.
You know, we just needed, at the end of the day, you know, you can't panic. It was kind of going against us, but we needed to just settle down, start playing the ball out. So we hit two long balls in straight to the same fella. You know, we were kind of saying, what are we doing here? We need to start playing the ball out. And once we started playing a bit of proper hurling, you know, we're training hard. We have confidence in our passing ability. So we started passing the ball around, and, you know, it worked out for us.
That short game today really worked very, very well for
you. Yeah. You just need to have the confidence in each other. You know, I think maybe fellas were a bit tired all year, and that pass was just a bit short. It was a bit long, you know. Today, fellas were fresh. They were hungry. You know, we wanted to win. We wanted to stay in Division 1A. At the end of the day, it was the most important thing for us. And it was a great boost going forward for the championship now, like, so we're over the moon.
Just how big was this win, though? Because, Christopher, confidence must have been taking a hit in the last couple of weeks.
Look, at the end of the day, you know, we're training hard. You want to win games. Like, you know, we'd be only lying if we said we didn't care about the league. We do, like, you know, we wanted to win, unfortunately. But, you know, them 5 games now were in the past. We have a positive note going into the next 7 weeks in championship, and fellas are going to be really looking forward to it now.
And on top of the retention of your top flight status, that's what's important as well, getting a win before going into championship preparation.
You know, absolutely. Like, at the end of the day, we've had 6 super competitive games now before our championship. Like, you know, we were in Division 1B before. You know, it's not the same preparation for the championship. Like, you know, these 6 games will really stand to us going forward. You know, it really shows you the standard. Like, that was like a championship game today, the pace of the game. Like, so these are the games that are going to stand to us. They're the games we want to be playing as well next year. Like,
you must be delighted for yourself personally, though, to get through this league campaign now with your injury history last year.
Like, as I said, like, I wasn't supposed to make the first 2 or 3 league games, and at that I was saying to myself, if I'm late trying to get into the team, I'll struggle. But, like, luckily for me, there was a couple of injuries at the start of the year, and they threw me in for the first game, threw me in for the second game, and, like, you know, I played every minute of the league, and Jesus, like, for a man who had a year out, you know, it's absolutely over the moon for me. Like, I am thrilled with it. I came back this year. I didn't want to sit around. I wanted to play, and luckily I did play. Like,
yeah, and you know what? As a Cork defender, you've taken a bit of slack in the last couple of weeks, and the games were tough for you, but today you were very solid.
I think it was just about getting it right, really. Like, you know, we just needed to work as a unit. Our forwards were the second highest scoring forward team in the season, so we know if we get the ball, it's then brilliant. We just needed to work on no goals was the most important thing today. Like, you know, that's our main thing, is no goals. We need to really cut that down. And today you can see when we cut down the goals, our forwards will win us the games. Like,
well done.
Thanks very much.
Cork goal scorer Seamus Harnady, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Look, we got a slice of luck there today, you know, that we hadn't been getting, we felt, you know, in previous games. Now we knew we'd lot to prove coming up here today, and Salt Hill's a very, very tough place to go. But the conditions are perfect for hurling. You know, we really said, you know, if we prepared hard and trained hard all week, that we'd have a chance coming up here. There's some quality players, you know, in Joe Canning, and we knew we had a serious test coming up here. In fairness, the lads at the back were heroic today, you know, really sniffed out a lot of goal chances, you know, and were manic in defence today. Just delighted to maintain the 1A status. You know, it's always very important to get 6 or 7 good, you know, good games under your belt before you go into championship, and thank God we've done that for next year.
Talk me through your goal when it came in, long ball in from Anthony Nash. How did you play it out?
To be honest, I wasn't making anything stick, you know. I was having a tough day, and John Hambry, in fairness, you know, I was hitting the paw all day and just dropping down in front of me. So I said I'd keep at it. Hopefully one would land eventually, and it did. And then I just got a huge slice of luck from there. Took a shot, ricocheted up in the air, and just thankfully bounced in a very awkward position for James Kettle, just right in front of his stick. Thankfully hit the back of the net. You know, it's one of those that if you tried 100 times out of 100, you'd never do it again. But look, just thankful hit the back of the net, get level, and then drive on from there. I think Lahan got a heroic score down the line after that, you know, and we really kicked for home then. But look, fair juice to Galway as well. Kept coming at us at the end, and we had a few scares there towards the end.
When they pulled 3 clear, though, your heads didn't drop, and it didn't seem to bother you at all.
No, look, I suppose a lot has been said about this team during the year, you know. And in fairness, there's great fighting lads, you know, and they'll always give their heart and soul no matter. So we just stuck to what we were doing. We knew there'd be chances arise, you know. You're always going to have a purple patch, and thank God that came for us in the last 15 minutes. And, you know, once Hoggy's hole hit the back of the net, I knew we had a real, real good chance. And in fairness, the defence, you know, copped off very, very little chances today. And as I said, just delighted to get over the line.
With the disappointment in your performances maybe to date, and then the level of criticism that was being levelled against you, was it more about more than just retention of status today?
Do you know what, like, as a whole, you wouldn't listen much to the media anyway, you know. We just have to stick to our job. All we can go out is playing day in, day out. But no, we really, really, really wanted to get a good performance up here. And you know, we've had a few good performances during the league campaign. We haven't got a win. Today it was all about winning. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. We only won a relegation final. We'd much prefer being in, you know, a quarter final of a National Hurling League like the rest of the lads today. But I'm just delighted to get a win up here and drive it on from here now again.
Well done.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Cork selector Pat Ryan, well done.
Yeah, delighted with it. Look, obviously, to stay in the top division for next year's hurling was paramount, you know, and obviously, look, to get a win was the most important thing, really. Obviously, look, having lost our first five league games, we had to get a win coming into the championship. Look, and I thought our first played very well today, you know, and lots to work on. Like, we gave away a lot of frees and probably didn't use the ball as well at times, but look, we couldn't fault the effort, and look, delighted with it.
Didn't use the ball well at times, maybe, but for most of that match you really used it very well in terms of the short game you were playing and passing, and the passes coming off, lads, there for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, and I suppose we had a lot of injuries as well, and probably we've a lot more fellas to come back onto, which is vital, you know. It makes things very, very tough now for picking the squad going forward, which we'll be doing next year, and obviously picking the team going forward for the next matches. A lot of fellas putting their hands up, so look, I'm delighted with it, you know. Obviously we needed a win really going into the championship, you know. It would have been desperate not having a competitive win before we're facing Tipperary in 6-7 weeks time, so that was vital today, you know.
What was crucial today, when Galway went 3 clear, your lads really, you know, didn't look fazed at all and carried on, and that's when Harnedy's goal was huge.
Yeah, obviously to confess, look, we've been creating goal opportunities all year, like, you know. We created one or two more today, but look, obviously Shamey is a fantastic player, like, for us, like, you know, and he scored a fantastic goal, and then in fairness to Hoggy got a great Porter's goal towards the thing, the ball broke and just finished it, you know, as Patrick can do, you know. So look, delighted with that aspect of it. Like, plenty to work on, and look, obviously we'll have one session now next week. We're probably doing a fitness test next week, and then they'll be back to the clubs for 6-7 days, play matches, and then back into us again. So look, just very positive going forward.
It's a few minutes after the game, obviously, and you're very calm. This is a huge win and a huge victory for you.
Ah, yeah, but sure, look, you can't get carried away either. At the same time, look, because look, it's a league match. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, and that was about retaining our status as such, you know, in the division, you know. But look, the key is championship. Do you know what I mean? This game will be all gone in 6-7 weeks time when we play Tipperary, like, you know. So that's the key game, like, for us, you know, and that's been the key game for us all year. So look, obviously, winning a competitive game was the most important thing really for us going into this, you know, even avoiding the relegation side of things, because look, obviously, this championship where it counts. And in 6-7 weeks time, we have to be ready for championship, you know.
Cork manager Kieran Kingston, what's the overriding emotion after that?
Yeah, it's probably one of relief, to be honest. As I said in other interviews there, today was no part, wasn't any part of any great master plan that we would be lose five and then win the last one. But we're delighted that we got over the line today. It could have went either way, so we're just relieved more than anything else.
It really could have gone either way when you see the way that match played out, the amount of times, 7-8 times level. They went 3 points up. Your lads didn't panic.
Yeah, I think that's what, outside of winning, obviously the most pleasing part of it was when they did take the lead, that we bounced back and again took the lead and then held on to it. And that's something this team has been criticised for, when they go behind, they kind of, the heads go down a bit. But I thought today they didn't. They fought back and took the lead again, and it was very, we're proud of them to do that, to be fair.
There was an awful lot at stake, and very much like the Kilkenny game, we saw what these guys can do.
Yeah, I mean, they played with heart and passion today, and they're supposed to try and do that consistently is the key. Today they did. They did it well throughout the game. I think not conceding a goal was a big ask as well up here in Galway, and I think that was a big part to play in the win as well, because these defenders have been much maligned in various media forums over the last while, and I think that to concede a goal today was a huge part in us winning.
Can we say now that maybe the Tipperary match was a little bit of shadow boxing?
I mean, like, as I said, I mean, once we were beaten by Kilkenny, a game we thought we should have won, but once that was over today, it was all about today, and that's not hiding behind our performance against Tipperary. It wasn't good enough, irrespective of what training we were doing coming into it or whatever. It wasn't good enough, and that's the simple fact of it. We set out a 3-week plan from the day we lost to Kilkenny, and it was all based on today. We were very disappointed with our first 3-week games. Happy with our performance and disappointed with the result against Kilkenny. the Tipperary performance and everything about that was poor, and we got a reaction again, so we're happy with that, but more relieved more than anything else.
You get out of jail today as regards the league, but how important is this ahead of the championship and 7 weeks preparation now towards that with a win under your belt?
I mean, like today, the league is the league, and this was a one-off game. In 7 weeks, players go back to their clubs now for a while, and we'll get together again and we'll prepare for the Tipperary game. But we have to be realistic, irrespective of today. Tipperary will be raging favourites going in against us, and rightly so. We'll be underdogs for that game, given our performance during the league, their performance and their performance over the last few years. So we will be underdogs, and we know that. But today will give us, a little boost, but I don't think we'll have any bearing on our performance or Tipperary's for that matter in 7 weeks' time.
Thanks very much. Well done.
All right, Lisa. Thank you.